The Ramah, Rav Moshe Isserles, in his Sefer, Toiras Ha'Oila, he quotes a medrash, a chazal, that brings a story of the Greek philosopher, Aptalon, that he comes with Nebuchadnezzar into the Beis HaMikdash to see the Mokam of the Churban. And over there they meet Yirmiyahu HaNavi. And Aptalon asks Yirmiyahu HaNavi, he sees that Yirmiyahu HaNavi is weeping, is crying, is an uncontrollable atzvus. And he asks Yirmiyahu, he says, I have two questions. He says, first of all, this is Eitzim Va'avonim. It's sach hakol, a building. It's Eitzim Va'avonim. What's the bechi on Eitzim Va'avonim? And he also asks him, why are you being boicha on Ovar? Focus on the Asid. Yirmiyahu HaNavi answers him and says, you're a great philosopher. I'm sure you have complex questions, some of which you don't have the answers to. Ask me the questions. Aptalon asks Yirmiyahu HaNavi all the questions. And Beskira Achas Yirmiyahu HaNavi answers the questions. Clarity on all of these complex topics. He's Nispal. Yirmiyahu HaNavi says, on your first question, why am I crying on these Eitzim Va'avonim? These Eitzim Va'avonim were a bias that connected us to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, the Boirei HaOlam, who Avad knows all the Soides HaBriya, and all the answers to the questions I gave you, and that I understood it was only at Sinar from these Eitzim Va'avonim. And your second question, why am I crying on the Avar, that I can't explain it to you. You're a guy, you wouldn't understand. Ad kan de maisa. There's an akuta over here that we have to know that we connect back to the Avar. We're being boicha now on an Avar of this bias, Hagodol v'akodesh hazeh, which was, yes, it was kila chamosay al eitzim v'avonim, right? Mizmar la'osef, that it was kila chamosay on eitzim v'avonim. These eitzim v'avonim were a mashkoin. The mikdash is called mishkon, is a mashkoin. It's a mashkoin for klal Yisrael's chet. But we have to know to be able to connect back. The Gra writes that he maybe Ulai has a hasaga in a Rishon, a Rashba, a Ramban. But to go back earlier in history, the godless of the generation, of a Poshita Yid, in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, when Nevuah was Shaira and Ruach HaKodesh was Shaira, the Gra says, we have no Shaiches Bechlal. So to be misboinen that we're totally in a different world, in a different realm, without Hasagos Bechlal. And we search for Nechama, and we know, B'siyat D'shmaya, we're hoping, Taka, that it should be the ultimate Nechama. But in the previous years, we went through a process of Avelos and then Nechama, and we have to understand what it means to tap into the Nechama. Be'ezer Hashem, this year it should be the Geula Shalema. But what does it mean, the Nechama? Nechama, a lot of people think as a translation, is consoling, comforting. Nechama. It has a different meaning. Nechama means, the Pasuk says, Nicham Hashem. Nichamti ki asisim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. It's a change of mind frame. L'nachem is to have a change of mind. Change your opinion. Change your outlook. Look at things differently. That's Nechama. Anoichi, Anoichi, hu menachamchem, is because we have to realize that the same Anoichi Hashem Elokecha is also the Anoichi Haster Aster. It's the same Bashefer. And even in the Golus, we can connect to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. And that itself is the first Nechama, but to be focused on that. We say in davening, on Yomim Toivim, Vatitan Lonu Hashem Elokeinu, Ba'ahava, Moyadim L'simcha, Chagim, Zmanim. You have to read it differently. Vatiten lanu Hashem Elokeinu. The erste Zachis that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him, us, himself. We are connected to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. I heard once a story from one of the Talmidim of the Baal Shem Tev that he had a terrible umglik, his whole house burnt down and all of his nechassim and everything. A real tragedy. And when he found out about it, he had a few kopekas left. He went and he bought some mashke and he went into the shul and he invited everyone and he started dancing. Shelo yasani goy. They thought maybe he lost it, the situation he's in. He maybe didn't. He says, no, you don't understand. If I was a goy and this is all I had, these Eitzim Vavonim, my physical nechassim, an unglik. Aber Shelo Yasani Goy, I have the Bashefer. I have a connection to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. And this connection is gufa, what holds me through. Now we have to understand there's an interesting balance. On one hand, we have to realize that the golus that we're in is like a boyer. We have to get out of the boyer. We have to get out of this pit. There's a famous mashal about a child who was born in captivity. His mother was taken captive, and the child was born into this captivity, and he has a very interesting, quiet, ruig existence. Once a day, food comes in through the door. He has some toys. He has his mother. He has a bed. And that's his world. That's his entire world. He has no musig. There's a big world out there. Someone comes, opens the door years later, and is megalatim. There's a whole different world out there. It's a tremendous transition and change. We're in that bar. But in that bar itself, we can't get distracted. You know, in this bar, there's now advertisements for what to do, Bein Hazmanim, and what, and all kind of distractions, good ones, and also distractions of Tirdas Hazman. Everyone is stuck with, oh, if my child would get into this school, and if I would get this job, and if this friend would have been nicer, and if this neighbor wouldn't nag me, and a million and one things, a la klal, a la prat, that are raining down on someone. It's all about getting out of that golus. The golus is in the nefesh. I always say over the famous story of the Pri Ha'aretz, Rav Menachem Mendel Mivitebsk. He lived in Tveria about 150 years ago, and there was a rash outside, and there was a rumor that Mashiach had come. And he hears noise. They're saying, yeah, Rebbe, they say Mashiach is in Yerushalayim. Come. There was no telephone, WhatsApp. They're saying there's a rumor Mashiach is in Yerushalayim. Rav Menachem Mendel opens up the window of his room. He takes like a whiff, the smell. He says, it's beseder, shmeks, Mashiach's not here. The tzaddikim of the door asked, why was it necessary for Rav Menachem Mendel to open up his window and smell? Because in his room where he was, in his Dalet Amis, in his toichoy, in his toichen, he was holding in Geula. He was their hoyben. He was there already. The door wasn't. He had to check outside. So everyone, each one on his level, has to have a nechama. A nechama is a change of mindset. Changing your outlook on how we look at things, on the small trivial things that are bothering us, and maybe some of them are not so trivial, and there's issues, and there are tzorais and machlois and various tirdis and parnosa in bein adam lechaveroi, in bein adam lemishpachtoi, and klal yisrael, yes, but to focus and a time of his boinerness of Hashem Alekecha, that he should be Hoitziyo Mimazger Nafshi, he should take us out of the Golas HaNefesh of the Prat, and the Golas HaKololi, and we should be Zoicha to have the true Nechama, Ki Nicham Hashem Tziyoin, Be'ezer Hashem.